This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And are you ready for an autonomous flying taxi? Because it's ready for you. Boeing said its prototype for the self-driving air taxi completed a first test flight, heating up a race among aerospace companies hoping to transform urban transit as we know it. The details after these tech headlines. Amazon is trying to woo shippers again, and it has a pitch. It says it can offer fewer fees than FedEx and UPS. The company is rolling out its own delivery network by targeting a common complaint: fuel surcharges and extra fees that drive up the cost of home deliveries. According to an email sent last week to shippers in the New York area and reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Amazon is promising to cut out many fees that the traditional carriers use to pad their revenues, like charges to deliver packages to home during the peak holiday season. And according to its marketing pitch to shippers, Amazon will also offer rates that are easier to understand than the pricing systems that UPS and FedEx use, adding that any delivery mistakes won't impact seller ratings. The Journal's Paul Ziobro has more at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. A Wall Street Journal investigation shows that Glassdoor, an important arbiter of employee sentiment, can in fact be manipulated by employers trying to sway opinion in their favor. The Journal identified more than 400 companies with unusually large single-month increases in reviews, and some companies, including Elon Musk's SpaceX and software giant SAP SE, have had multiple spikes. Glassdoor's problem echoes the challenges faced by other online rating platforms, which are trying to ensure their rankings are real. Other well-known names with large spikes included messaging app developer Slack, professional networking site LinkedIn, and health insurer Anthem Inc. A Labor Department analysis has found that software company Oracle underpaid women and minorities for several years. The CIO Journal notes that a total of $400 million in lost wages were accounted for in the Department of Labor's ongoing discrimination lawsuit against Oracle. An Oracle spokesperson said back in 2017 that the allegations were, quote, without merit, and that pay decisions were non-discriminatory. In the Labor Department's own words, quote, Oracle suppressed starting salaries for its female and non-white employees, assigned them to lower-level positions, and depressed their wages over the years they worked at Oracle, end quote. Coming up, get ready for the flying air taxi. However, the path to commercial use remains unclear. We'll talk about it after this. The race is heating up among aerospace companies everywhere, hoping to transform the way we get around. Industry leaders predict flying cars and taxis will indeed become part of the urban transit mix sooner than skeptics expect. Boeing is looking to make some headway. Let's talk about what we know. Joining us now from our Chicago bureau is Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Tangle. Welcome.
Thank you.
So details first. Can you describe this futuristic contraption, what it's designed to do and how it pulled off, you know, what became the successful test run of a flying air taxi?
Right. Boeing and other aerospace companies and some tech companies are racing to develop essentially self-driving or self-flying air taxis, also flying cars. But in this case, we're talking about an autonomous passenger vehicle. It's kind of like a mini helicopter that might take off from a rooftop in a city somewhere and whisk passengers across downtown to the airport without having to deal with terrestrial traffic jams and so forth. So it kind of looks like a helicopter with a lot of little propellers. It's kind of like a big drone in a way.
Yeah.
With wings on the side.
And this test run, it was, it successfully went how far? What does a test run entail?
This is an initial test of this particular model of the Boeing self-flying air taxi. It really didn't go any distance. It took off and then landed, and the test flight lasted less than a minute, from what I understand. Now, there will be test flights later that are going to be more challenging that try to transition from vertical flight to horizontal flight.
All right, let's talk about what lies ahead, because, you know, as an exciting prospect as this is, I mean, it's even, you know, just to say flying air taxi, you know, but off the bat, it's important to note that this is not exactly happening tomorrow. You note in your article that it's sooner than skeptics think, but the years ahead mean what? What needs to happen before this comes even close to a reality?
Right. Industry leaders are saying it's coming a lot faster than people might expect, but there is the reality of testing the hardware, testing the software that's going to be driving these things, And then getting the sign-off from aviation officials, from municipal or state or other federal officials.
Right.
It's very, very complicated to and has been has proven to be very difficult to get autonomous vehicles on the road in various cities where companies, including Uber Technologies, have been trying to get self-driving cars on the road and to work in regular automobile traffic, even without flying taxis. Zipping around cities, we have major problems when a remote control drone gets too close to commercial air traffic or an airport. And we saw what happened in Gatwick, the London area airport, and even what happened in northern New Jersey with Teterboro and Newark Airport. Yeah, mm-hmm. just this week, that a single drone or multiple drone sightings can cripple the aviation system. So there's a lot to work through, even in the area of little remote control drones. Presumably, there's going to be a lot to work through with safety regulators at the FAA and other leaders at the local level when it comes to self-flying, autonomous flying taxis that are going to be carrying passengers in and around cities, along with all the other things that can happen in a congested cityscape and airspace.
So I'm sure the playing field is getting pretty competitive. This is Boeing with its big move here. What other companies are making traction in this new autonomous vehicle world? Can we expect new moves from companies elsewhere?
Boeing's arch rival Airbus, which makes commercial jetliners we all fly on, is also in this game. They tested a flying taxi of their own. Bell Helicopter, a division of the company Textron, unveiled its full-scale design at the Consumer Electronics Show in January. Uber's in the mix. Intel's in this. I mean, just to name a few of the companies, there's a lot of competition right now in the front end of what could potentially be a new mode of transportation. But you see a lot of push to get the technology, the hardware and the software right. And we'll see who wins the race and then what happens next.
You know, it's exciting times. It'll just take time to get there, I guess. Andrew Tangle, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Take care.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.